I was recently just released from my job. I was earning $65,000 a year.
Yep.
And I was there for 4 years. And what they offered me was I could leave now and they'll give me 4 weeks, but come back as an employee for $32 an hour. Or I could sign the papers and be like leave all outright and give me 8 weeks severance.
Okay. How old are you, James?
31.
And what was your job title?
A field project manager.
Well, they were basically going to switch you from salary to hourly?
But there's no work, so it doesn't make any sense for me.
Okay.
Yeah, they can...
That sounds like it'd be a constructive dismissal. So you had no obligation to take that offer. Now, you're telling me that if you don't accept that, you get 8 weeks of pay?
8 weeks, yeah. Seven.
Okay. 4 years of service, 31 years old, project manager. 8 weeks is not going to be good enough.
2 months ain't happening.
Yeah, it won't be. Did you sign a contract of employment ever?
Yes. So that's the other thing. So on this contract of employment, there was a question on there saying we don't need to pay you severance if we ever let you go.
In contracts, there are often provisions that attempt to limit the amount of severance that the employer has to pay the employee. In most of those cases, there are problems with those clauses, and they're usually unenforceable.
Samfiru Tamarkin LLP, your source for disability law expertise. Contact us at 1-844-661-9065 or visit stlawyers.ca.